In Colombia, rebel forces have kidnapped a candidate in the country's presidential elections. Ingrid Betancourt, a severe critic of the FARC rebel movement, was traveling in an area in southern Colombia where the rebels had been given free rein for 3 years. Colombian President Andrés Pastrana ordered the rebels out of their safe haven on Wednesday after negotiations to end 38 years of war broke down. But the rebels still have a strong presence in the area. Joining me now from San Vicente, Colombia, is reporter Stephen Dudley. Stephen, tell us about this kidnapped presidential candidate.
Ingrid Betancourt is a presidential candidate for what would essentially be the Green Party in Colombia. In the latest polls, she's getting less than 1%. She's a person who's stood on a platform of anti-corruption for the most part. And apparently she's also taken a strong stand against the FARC guerrillas in previous occasions.
My understanding is that she was, in fact, advised by the government not to take this trip.
This is our understanding as well. And not only the government, but the FARC rebels, the country's largest guerrilla group, also warned her not to continue on her trip into what is now a very conflictive zone. Although they were talking peace here up until last week, this area has inflamed over the last few days, especially since peace talks were ended between the FARC rebels and the government beginning last Wednesday.
President Andrés Pastrana was in San Vicente yesterday, the capital of the area formerly held by the rebels. What kind of response is he getting from the local people?
The response was lukewarm at best. The people here think that the president betrayed them, especially because the people here were never asked if they should have peace talks here. They were never asked if the government should hand over this area to the guerrillas, which they did during the last 3 years. And now they feel like they've been stigmatized. They are now living in a red zone, and that many could be persecuted because of the president's decision 3 years ago.
What's happening overall in Colombia? Is there any sense that the government will be able to get a handle on the rebels, or is the country in danger of just sinking into a long conflict?
There's no question that the country is in danger of sinking into a much deeper conflict overall. The army is much stronger. It's getting a lot more support from the United States government, in particular with regards to technology and training. And that appears to have turned the tide a little bit in the army's favor. But the FARC guerrillas have 40 years of fighting behind them, and they've shown their ability to survive. There's no question that they're agile enough to show that they'll be able to do it in the future.
Reporter Stephen Dudley in San Vicente, Colombia. Thank you, Stephen.
You're welcome.